Welcome to Journal Club for February 25th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Cooking a turkey is way harder than it looks. You might think, oh, I've cooked a chicken before, it's basically the same thing, right? Nope. Wrong. First of all, turkeys are massive, so they take forever to cook, and if you're not careful, you'll end up with super dry meat. The breast cooks faster than the legs, so you're battling overdoneness in one area and underdoneness in another. Basting might feel productive, but all you're really doing is opening the oven and resetting the cooking time. Stuffing the turkey is a great idea if you love food poisoning, but otherwise you might want to skip it. And don't even think about deep frying it, because you're going to burn your house down. If you get past all the cooking hurdles, you still have to carve it, at the right time, with the right technique. Good luck with that. It's for all these reasons and more that every year, right around Thanksgiving, over 100,000 people pick up the phone and call the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. It's exactly what it sounds like. Butterball hires 50 experts to sit there and answer calls from people who underestimated just how difficult it was going to be to cook this bird. Their mission? Save Thanksgiving for these hapless customers. Pretty cool idea, right? There's only one problem. 100,000 calls over the span of a couple days is a lot. That is far more load than a normal phone system could handle. So when you're setting up this kind of line, you really only have two options. One, build on top of done-for-you telephony infrastructure like Twilio or Plevo, etc. Or two, build your own large distributed system that is designed to handle spiky traffic and can recover itself after failures. Today's paper is about the latter. It's a system design paper of sorts in which the authors walk us through some of the technical and logistical solutions you have to implement if you want to scale your helpline. Let's dive into it. Whether your call center is about turkey or insurance or tarot readings, they all have a finite capacity. When the number of calls exceeds the capacity of your agents, the caller simply cannot be served. But discarding them is not an option. The obvious solution is to place unserved calls into a queue for later handling, but there's an issue with that. Traditional FIFO queues, you know, first in, first out, are ill-suited for telephony because customers do not passively wait in line. They either hang up and redial, or they give up entirely. This leads to something called a retrial phenomenon, where unserved customers retry the system in an attempt to obtain service. Sometimes they do this immediately, sometimes they do this after a delay. If this isn't managed properly, retrial traffic can become self-perpetuating. It causes waves of congestion that overload the system, creating a kind of cyclic doom spiral that takes everything down. To make it more complicated, servers are not merely passive responders to inbound requests, they also initiate outbound calls. Many helplines proactively reach out to clients for follow-up care, appointment reminders, or callbacks. This means that server availability is not solely determined by inbound traffic, but also by internally generated call demand. Without careful coordination, the system can become unbalanced. Excessive outgoing calls can starve incoming callers of service. But the converse is also a problem. Too much emphasis on inbound traffic can leave servers underutilized during off-peak hours. The challenge here is to dynamically balance these competing priorities in a way that maximizes system throughput and minimizes caller frustration. And once you handle that, you still have to wrestle with the problem of failures. Phone calls fail and are dropped all the time. Failures can be isolated to individual components, like a single overloaded agent or server crash, localized within a cluster, like a network congestion affecting a region, or catastrophic, meaning a complete data center failure due to a disaster. A well-designed system must be able to recover autonomously. Servers should be able to fail gracefully, restart efficiently, and reintegrate without manual intervention. If you try to bring all servers back online at once, this risks triggering another surge of retrial calls, leading to post-recovery congestion spikes that degrade performance. So instead, recovery mechanisms must be staggered and prioritized, allowing for gradual reintegration of resources without overwhelming the system. In many environments, when there are no immediate calls, servers do not simply sit idle. They enter something called a working vacation state, during which they remain functional but operate at a reduced service capacity. This concept is particularly useful in systems where the agents need time for documentation or training or secondary tasks, but should still be available to handle urgent requests. The challenge here is ensuring that working vacations do not introduce unnecessary latency or create bottlenecks when the demand surges. Ultimately, the challenge is to build a self-correcting, load-adaptive, multi-server telephony system that can do four things. 1. Efficiently manage retrial traffic without causing cyclical congestion. 2. Balance inbound and outbound calls to maximize resource utilization. 3. Recover from failures autonomously while avoiding post-recovery congestion spikes. And 4. Incorporate working vacations in a way that improves efficiency without compromising responsiveness. Doing this requires a combination of queuing theory, probabilistic modeling, and real-time traffic optimization. And that's where this paper comes in. The authors designed a multi-server retrial queuing system that integrates two-way communication, synchronous working vacations, and automatic failure recovery. At its core, their approach extends standard queuing models by incorporating feedback loops, state-dependent service rates, and failure recovery mechanisms that make the system both more realistic and more robust. The core idea here is the retrial queue. A retrial queue differs fundamentally from traditional queuing models because it allows customers who are initially blocked from service to retry after a random delay. It preempts the customer's default behavior and enforces a constant retrial policy instead. In this system, all calls in the retrial queue attempt service at a fixed rate rather than letting them flood the system unpredictably. Their system is modeled as a quasi-birth and death process, QBD. A QBD is a stochastic framework particularly suited for analyzing structured Markov processes with repeating states and transitions. In this framework, each call transition, whether an arrival, a service completion, retrial, or failure event, is captured as a state transition within the QBD process. The system state is defined by the number of outgoing service calls, the number of retrial queue calls, and the server status. This allows them to describe the steady state behavior of the system using the matrix geometric method, which provides a computationally efficient way to solve for long-run performance metrics without requiring an exhaustive enumeration of all the possible state transitions. A key to their design is two-way communication, meaning that the servers initiate outbound calls in addition to handling inbound requests. To prevent the cyclic doom spiral I described earlier, their model prioritizes inbound calls dynamically, ensuring that if retrial rates increase, outgoing calls are deprioritized in favor of handling the backlog. This is achieved by incorporating a queue state dependent service rate adjustment, where the system modifies the likelihood of initiating an outbound call based on the observed load in the retrial queue. The system also incorporates synchronous working vacations. The challenge with implementing working vacations is ensuring that service degradation does not create long-term bottlenecks. If vacation mode servers process calls too slowly, it could introduce excessive waiting times, increasing retrial congestion. The author's solution optimizes this by ensuring that retrial rates dynamically adapt to the vacation state, so that as service slows down, retrials are also adjusted to avoid overwhelming the system. And then there are the failure recovery and disaster handling components. When a disaster occurs, all servers must transition into a repair mode, during which they gradually recover before resuming service. Instead of bringing everything back online at once, their model uses a staged recovery mechanism where servers reintroduce capacity incrementally. Additionally, a server standby mechanism is employed, allowing backup resources to handle traffic at a lower service rate during primary server failures. Once they designed the proof of concept, it was time to put it to the test. The authors conducted a steady state performance analysis. They looked at metrics like queue length, waiting time, server utilization, and failure probability. The results demonstrated that properly managing outgoing calls significantly reduces average waiting time, as idle servers making calls keeps the system from falling into inefficient states. They also found that servers with higher reliability experience lower idle rates, meaning that even modest improvements in system robustness can lead to better resource utilization. Interestingly, they observed that increasing the retrial rate too aggressively can actually hurt performance, as too many repeated call attempts can create congestion waves that are difficult to clear. The introduction of working vacations was also validated as it helped smooth out the fluctuations in call volume. So, what can we take away from this paper? Well, overall, their findings suggest that optimizing both server-side behavior and customer retry patterns is the key to maintaining a scalable, self-recovering helpline system. We don't know what Butterball is using to power their service, but we do know that if you want to run a call center or hotline, or even emergency dispatch that takes a great deal of call volume, you're gonna need sophisticated infrastructure. So if you find yourself in that kind of situation, I'd encourage you to download the paper, dig deeper into the queuing theory and the system architecture that the authors laid out. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.